This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Andres Ruzzo, and his book is called The Boiling River. It talks about his adventure, finding a river in Peru that is hot enough to kill animals when they fall into it. Now, if I was one of these indigenous people, and you come in here from Dallas or whatever, I would put you in the same category as the miners and the loggers and the cattle farmers and the oil interests and the government, and I'd be threatened by that. Did they see you as on the other team, or did you win them over?
Well, at first, because I tried to contact them for about 6 months prior to my first arrival, and they didn't give me the time of day, to put it bluntly. When I first got there, guided by my aunt, and they actually saw me, that's when we connected, and that's when they understood, and that's when they knew what I was about. So it really wasn't too much of an issue.
So if you went by tomorrow and you dropped in, how would they receive you?
They'd be like, "Hey, you should have called." You know, like, no. Actually, they probably would ask if I brought donuts, realistically.
That's funny.
No, I'm not kidding. They did you bring the cakes with the holes in them?
Oh,
that's happened twice.
What a travel
they
experience.
They like donuts. Yeah, and actually, there's one moment where I thought you might get a kick out of this at this point. One of the funniest things that happened to me during this research was I was trying to get to the headwaters of the river, and one of the locals was guiding me up there. And we got to a point where he was like, "We can't go any further." I was like, "What do you mean?" And he goes, "Well, there's shapshikos here." I was like, "What's a shapshiko?" A shapshiko is apparently a small jungle spirit / demon that appears to you randomly in the form of one of your family members or a close friend and guides you into the jungle and then, you know, turns into a monster, possesses you, and then turns you into a jungle demon. So I was trying to get up to the top part, the upper parts of the headwaters of the river, and this guy just kept saying, "Absolutely, like, no, we have to turn around." And I finally had to say, "All right, you know, whatever, let's go. We'll go back. That's fine." And explaining that to my PhD committee was kind of interesting. But
well, you probably gained at least a willingness to, like, go with it if they really insist on something, because there's some freaky stuff going on deep in the jungle.
Yeah, it's an amazing place, that's for sure.